Welcome to Fun Times with Prathamesh and Pranya. Today I'm going to tell the basics of chess. We are adding background music today, so keep the volume louder and let's go. The basics of chess. Number one, the pieces. A, the rook. The rook can go up, down, right and left. It runs into a piece before attacking. B, the bishop. The bishop has a mouth. It can go diagonal. If it is on a dark square, it must stay. If it was on a white square, it must stay on the white square. C, the queen. The queen has the power combined with the rook and bishop. It also runs in the piece and is the most common one during checking and checkmate thing. And we'll get to that later, so let's go. Yeah, but when we are checking early, we actually use other pieces. D, the king. The king is very slow. It can only move one square at a time, diagonal or up, down or left or right. It must only move one square. E, the pawn. At the home base, it can travel one or two squares. After that, it can only go one square. It captures diagonally up. It can't also go back. When it reaches to the top of the board, it can become the other side. It can become a knight, a bishop, a rook, and a queen. Most people want the queen. I do that when my pawn reaches the top of the board. There is no other option for becoming a pawn or a king. You can become a pawn, still say a pawn or a king. F, the knight. Can travel 1-2 turn or in an L shape. Up L, backwards up L, down L, backwards down L, sideways L, backwards sideways L. That's all the turns it can move when it's in the center of the board. In the middle of the board, it can do anything it wants. Like, it can move to so many squares that it's very strong. It's very strong in the center. It can even kill the queen if the knight is aiming. Let's move on to the next number. Number two, the chess goal. In chess, you have to attack the king. That is called a check. But if the king can't move anywhere, it is called checkmate. Also, white kings and black kings can't meet each other in games. CPR. You have to do CPR if the king is in check. Capture the piece who is checking the king. Protect the king and run away with the king. 3. Stalemate. The king is not in check, but he has no legal moves. That's why when the move becomes a stalemate, it is a huge blunder. And a blunder means a huge mistake. Castling. The king jumps two squares and the rook jumps over the king. The king goes two squares and the rook jumps over the king. The goal of castling is to get your king in a safe area. You can't castle through check or landing into check. And you can't castle when your king is in check as well. But if that happens, you can't castle till the rest of the game. But if the rook is not in the way, you can't castle with that rook until, not even when it is back on the same place. You have to castle with the other rook if it's available. The final special rule is a passant. Well, passant in French means in passing. And that is kind of a weird name to this rule about passant. You can call it passant in passing, passant en passant, passant, anything you want in your language. While a pawn is next to a black pawn, white can go diagonally up and lift the black pawn off the board. If another pawn is in the way, you can't do it. And you only can do it once. For a bit, let's talk about the opening base in our game. So if you're white, let's first see the rows and columns, then the rows and columns. The row is called rank. No. Yeah, the row is called rank. Wait a minute. Alright. Okay. Wait, the row is a rank. Let me teach. Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H is called a file. And the file is like a column. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is the ranks. And it is like the rows. And there are 64 squares in a chessboard. So let's just talk a bit about the opening base in 10 moves. Okay, first you have to bring your pawns to d4 and e4. That is a good move. And then bring your knight on knight f3. And then also your knight on nd2. Or nc3. Nc3 is knight c3, and nf3 means knight f3. Then give your then put your bishops out at bishop f4 and bishop the other bishop, probably anywhere you want, but it has to attack. You can put your pieces anywhere you want, but it has to attack the center squares. The center squares are d4, d5, e4, e5. So you have to attack the center squares. And you know, last time we learned about knights, and actually they are very powerful in the center. And then you have to get your king castle. But you have to get your king in the safest place and get your queen safe as well. You might castle with some rook and get your queen safe with a different rook. Like if the queen captures the black queen, captures the queen, the white queen, then the rook can capture the white queen, the black queen, a queen trade. So this is about the starting 10 moves, and then how about we give you a surprise? Ready? The surprise is coming. Haha. Now I'm going to boom the episode with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bye. And remember my huge surprise whistle soon.